Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's going to be another hot day today. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. I'll show you what it will feel like with the heat index.
And a house was burned to pieces in a fire overnight here in Fuquay's Arena. We're live with a look at that large response from crews as they work to extinguish the flames.
And looking after your child's mental health when they head off to the classroom. The work Wake County school leaders are doing to make sure kids have the support they need for the new school year.
We now know when former President Donald Trump will be booked in a Georgia jail. Details of his deal and what we can expect to see when the surrender happens. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. We can also expect to have more heat and humidity on this Tuesday morning. We'll get you through it. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, certainly that is on the way, but a little relief here midweek if we just can wait through this one today.
Hang
Elizabeth
in there.
Yeah, exactly. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with what's happening.
And today's going to feel a lot like yesterday. We are going to see a little bit more cloud cover today. You may see some of that this morning and a bit more this afternoon. That could hold our temperatures down by a few degrees, but it's not going to be a big change for us until tomorrow, which will feel much better. 72 right now with a dew point of 68, so a pretty typical feel to the morning. We'll see temperatures climbing into the mid-90s this afternoon, but the heat index will make it feel like 102 around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So keep that in mind as you're making any plans to be outside. Our temperature climbs to 91 at 1 p.m. and then 95 for the high in the afternoon. And, you know, it takes a while to cool down. We don't get out of the 90s until around 7 o'clock. The tropics have been very active. Of course, yesterday we were talking about Hillary. That system has dissipated, but still a lot of cleanup from flooding in California and the Southwest. Harold, a brand new storm here affecting Texas today. That's going to be our next tropical storm. Franklin tomorrow, likely to affect Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And then Gert is fizzling out while a couple more storms are coming off the coast of Africa. Here's a look at Tropical Storm Harold making landfall this afternoon. Could be 5 to 10 inches of rainfall across parts of Texas and Mexico. We'll talk more about the details of where that heaviest rain will be coming up. And then tomorrow, Franklin likely to make landfall there across parts of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Also with some very heavy rain that could end up causing some flooding. More to talk about in the tropics, of course, and we're going to talk about a nice cool down here tomorrow in just a few minutes. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. I'm in for Brian Trader this morning. It is 6:01, and we're taking a look at traffic here. We got a couple of crashes to get right to. The first one we're going to go to is just north of 540 on Lewisburg Road at Perry Creek Road, not causing any delays on the sensors. It's just right there north of 540, though, just keep an eye out on if you are coming in on 401. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at Rock Quarry Road, that's another crash that we're continuing to track this morning. We're not seeing any delays on the sensors, which is good news at this point, but we'll keep an eye on that and let you know if anything changes. Wider view, all delay free coming in on all of our major routes. That's the good news. Coming in from the I-87 on from the Knightdale area, we are delay free. Let's leave you with this live look at I-40 at Harrison Avenue. A few cars out there on the roadways as things continue to roll along here on this Tuesday morning. Jeff.
Thanks, Brad. We're following breaking news this morning. A large fire ripped through a house in southwestern Wake County overnight. It happened on Piney Grove Wilburn Road near Fuquay's Arena. And WRAL's Laura Levine joins us from the Fuquay's Arena Fire Department. And Laura, took a whole bunch of crews to fight this thing.
It did, Jeff. You know, with this fire, this house catching on fire overnight, not much remains from that home. Let's get straight to some of that video where you can see the large response from firefighters, EMS, and the Wake County Sheriff's Office. Now, this all happened shortly before midnight on Piney Grove Wilburn Road. It was a large abandoned house at the time as crews were working to extinguish the flames. As you can see, the extensive damage, not much remains from that home there. The road was closed for several hours, but it has since reopened around 3 o'clock this morning. Again, the good news is that no one was living at the house when that house caught on fire overnight. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Fuquay's Arena.
Today, we will find out how Wake County Schools will support your child's mental health during the next school year, which starts in 6 days. Counseling and student services staff from across the school system will gather today in Apex. They plan to talk about new initiatives this year to support social and emotional learning, positive behavior, and mental health. That summit gets started at 8 this morning at Apex Friendship High School. We are working to learn more about a shooting in Zebulon. Police responded to East North Street around 9:30 last night.
Video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows officers searching in and around a townhouse and placing evidence markers. Police do not believe there is an ongoing threat to the community. There's no word on whether an arrest has been made or whether anyone was hurt.
Cleanup is just getting started in Southern California after Hillary's heavy rains. The historic storm left flood damage and deep mud all across that region. The storm has also caused flooding in Nevada, including at Mount Charleston in the southern part of the state, where campers needed to be evacuated. Coming up this morning on Today, we hear from people who are working to dig out after the storm.
I've been here 18 years. I have never been through anything like this. Last year was hard. This year is really tough. So now I wonder what the heck's going to happen, you know, next.
And this morning on Today, a live report from the cleanup efforts in California. Today airs right after this newscast, 7 o'clock on WRAL.
New this morning, state troopers are investigating a crash involving a motorcycle and SUV. This is video of the aftermath from last night in Cumberland County. And you can see markings on the road from the accident at Emerald Stone Loop and Elk Road. No word yet on how the victims are doing or what led to the crash.
2 days out now from former President Donald Trump turning himself in Fulton County, Georgia. This is a live look outside the Fulton County Jail right now, where Trump says he will turn himself in on Thursday. The arrest stems from his most recent indictment in Georgia, where he and 18 co-defendants are accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election. Here's what we know about Trump's booking process. He's expected to post a $200,000 bond. It's a deal his legal team and the district attorney's office agreed to yesterday. Other release conditions include barring Trump from using social media to target his co-defendants, as well as any other witnesses. Several other suspects in the case also agreed to those bond orders yesterday.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, a new poll is out this morning from NBC News, and more than half of likely Iowa Republican caucus goers say that they actually believe former President Donald Trump's claims that he won the 2020 presidential election. This is the poll here on your screen. It includes both Republican and independent voters. 51% of respondents say they believe Trump, while 41% they do not say they don't, and 8% say they are not sure. Now, Trump is the clear favorite among the Iowa GOP electorate. 42% chose Trump as their first choice, followed by 19% who chose Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The Iowa Republican caucus is set for January 15th of next year.
Michelle, thanks. A Wake County family needs your help this morning as they search for their 15-year-old. Take a good look at your screen. Fuquay-Varina police say Justin Nelson was last seen on Saturday. We're told he suffers from ADHD and PTSD. Justin has a scar on his left shin, approximately 3 inches long. He was last seen wearing a sleeveless button-down shirt and dark gray pants or jeans. Authorities say the 15-year-old could be riding a mini orange and white dirt bike or on a skateboard. If you see Justin anywhere, please call police.
A casino may be coming to a large piece of land in Rockingham County. The decision came with a fair amount of opposition from community members. Hundreds of people came to the county commissioner's meeting last night to voice their disapproval. Now, what happened here is that 192 acres will open up right along U.S. 220 near Madison for the possible development of that casino. The land is next to a camp for children with disabilities called Camp Carefree. Opponents were left disappointed after commissioners voted unanimously for the rezoning, saying it could create thousands of jobs for the county.
You know, it seemed like there was a lot of deflection, a lot of community concerns not actually addressed by the commissioners.
Whether the land will become home to a casino depends on state lawmakers reaching a deal to allow casinos on non-tribal land. Casinos are also proposed in Nash and Anson counties.
A big step in the fight against a common virus as we head into the fall and winter. A new vaccine aims to combat the potentially dangerous RSV.
Around town today, temperatures will be in the mid to upper 90s, making it feel like triple digits with a heat index. We're going to see a nice break this afternoon, or I should say tomorrow afternoon. I'll show you the cold front that'll help to bring us the nicer feel.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
611, taking a live look at Sandrin right now. And you can see a good bit of cloud cover now that the sun is starting to come up. Those clouds are going to keep our temperatures from climbing as quickly as they did yesterday. But still, we're going to make it into the mid to upper 90s in most places. Town by town right now, we're in the 60s and 70s. 66 Lewisburg, 68 Tarboro, 68 in South Hill. We will see more widespread temperatures in the 60s tomorrow morning with a nice drop in humidity after a front that comes through tonight. So I'm looking forward to that. 70 in Irwin right now. It is 75 in Goldsboro and 73 in Fayetteville. So walking the dogs this morning. Temperatures are on the warm side. It is sticky and it'll be a hot afternoon with highs in the mid-90s. Today stays dry and we'll stay dry tonight with the front as well. I'll show you when we'll finally get back into a better chance for showers and storms. Coming up, Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic here. And we're looking at delay times right now in and out of Raleigh. All of our major routes pretty much delay free. Just a couple minutes coming in from the US 1 southbound from the Wake Forest area. If you hit a couple of those stoplights, let's head over to the Durham area. We do have a new crash over in the Chapel Hill area. I'm going to work to find out exactly what that is. But across the board here in Durham, we are also pretty much delay free coming in and out on all of our major routes. I-85 at Duke Street. That's our live look here. And everything is pretty much looking good. Smooth sailing this morning so far. We're going to go see Renee Chu right now. Renee, you have a pretty exciting story about RSV vaccines for newborns.
Yeah, a big medical update, Brett, a historic move in the fight against RSV. The FDA has approved its very first vaccine to prevent infections in newborns. The Pfizer vaccine is first given to pregnant women to protect their babies from the highly contagious and dangerous respiratory virus. Medical experts say the protection is for the child's first 6 months of life. The move comes as we approach the fall and winter months when RSV cases tend to spike. A new antibody for RSV was also recently approved for use in babies and children. There's also a new vaccine for older adults.
Together, we think this is going to have a major impact on the number of hospitalizations.
Medical doctors say they're also hopeful about new COVID boosters that are expected to be authorized in the coming weeks.
Also in medical news, Renee, the area's three biggest hospital systems are taking steps to get more beds. Duke Health, UNC Health, and Wake Med filed applications to the state health department. Wake Med wants to put the new beds in a new five-story tower. The project would cost $157 million. UNC and Duke would add the beds to the existing space. The state reports Wake County needs 44 more acute care beds in the next 2 years. Statewide, that number is 488.
TikTok's latest beauty craze is capitalizing on Barbie mania. Barbie Botox is getting a lot of buzz on social media. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with what's behind this TikTok trend. Ken, do tell.
Listen, Renee, it appears Barbie mania is not just at the box office, but also in the Botox industry. The videos of this Barbie Botox procedure all over social media, people are swearing by it, saying it takes about a month to see actual results and get that Barbie look. Well, the Botox injections are administered to diminish the size of shoulders, elongating the neck. This procedure is actually a health benefit to people who suffer from migraines and intense neck tension. The Botox injections help relieve and shrink severely overworked shoulder muscles, but there are some risks like excessive weakness, being injected in the wrong place, or using too many units of Botox. And this is why doctors warn the medical procedure should not be taken lightly and must be administered by a licensed professional. Experts say the effects of the procedure generally lasts about 4 to 6 months. By the way, the hashtag Barbie Botox currently has more than 9 million views on TikTok.
Okay, Ken, for all the body parts that people can be self-conscious about, I've never looked at a person and thought, you know, that person has a really lovely slim neck.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever it's, makes you feel beautiful.
It's all very new.
Ken, thank you.
Do you have a little one headed to kindergarten next week? This big transition can make kids and parents a bit anxious. A child psychologist tells us it helps to take your child to play on the playground or walk the hallways before school begins. You and your child should also get to know their teacher.
Always encourage rising kindergarten parents to do not stress about the academics. Think about getting your child comfortable with school, comfortable with the routine, comfortable with the people. And in order to do that, you have to be comfortable with all of this.
You can get more recommendations on getting ready to send your child off to school by going to WRL.com and searching kindergarten.
It's almost time to say goodbye to our Chilean flamingo friends at the North Carolina Zoo. The zoo says the flock of 15 will be transferred to the Greenville Zoo in South Carolina. This is due to the closure of the aviary. However, if you're hoping to see them one more time, you can do so this weekend. The zoo is hosting a farewell on Saturday, the 26th, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. A variety of pink snacks will be offered, and everyone is encouraged to wear pink. Standing on one leg, though, is optional.
They are so cute, and we're saying goodbye to them. We're saying hello to a very busy tropics right now. Right on schedule or a little early, Elizabeth?
Right on schedule. We are moving into the peak of the hurricane season right now. Of course, yesterday we were talking about Hillary. That storm dissipated over Nevada yesterday, but we're still seeing a lot of damage coming out of the Southwest, including California. Brand new storm here. As of the 2 a.m. advisory, we now have Tropical Storm Harold, and that is likely to make landfall in Texas today. And then Franklin also likely to bring a lot of heavy rain to parts of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Gert is fizzling out, but there are two more systems that are there in the eastern Atlantic that we'll be watching very closely as they have a potential to develop. Let's take a look at Harold. Harold already bringing some heavy rain. You can see the colors there on the satellite map. So heavy rain pushing in already to Texas right now. The storm's about the center of the storm, about 150 miles east of Port Mansfield, Texas. It's moving northwest at 18 miles per hour with 45 mile per hour winds. But it's the rainfall that's likely to be the biggest deal with this. We do have a tropical storm warning in effect around Corpus Christi and for all of sort of the central and southern coastline there of Texas, and a tropical storm watch up around Victoria. We take a look at the timeline for this storm. It's likely to make landfall right around lunchtime or so and produce some heavy rain. Winds at that point about 50 miles per hour, which can do some minor damage. But it's the rainfall that's likely to be a bigger issue. You can see the purple area is going to be up to 2.5 inches, and then maybe up to 4 inches there in the red. So looking at the potential of 4 to 6 inches of rain in Texas, and as much as an isolated 10 inches there in parts of Mexico, with some mudslides and flooding likely in the mountainous regions. We take a look at Franklin. That storm likely to make landfall tomorrow with winds at about 50 miles per hour and produce some very heavy rain for folks again across Haiti and Dominican Republic. It may become a hurricane by the time we get to the weekend. It starts to make a little bit of a left turn there, but that doesn't look like its final destination. We follow the computer models, and it does this little jog here, but then heads northward and looks like it stays off the coast of the United States, likely to produce some pretty hefty rip current danger, though, this weekend off the coast of North Carolina. So very heavy rain, looking at as much as 15 inches along the southern coastline of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, and some other rainfall totals around 5 to 10. So a lot of heavy rain for that island. We're taking a look at what's happening right now on our cameras, and it is definitely a bit more cloudy this morning than it was yesterday. We'll hit 95 in Raleigh, 93 in Durham, and 98 in Fayetteville this afternoon. No rain in our forecast until we get into the weekend, late Friday into Saturday. It's a small chance of a few thunderstorms, so I think a lot of folks will probably be doing some watering. A couple of fronts coming through. One tonight drops our high tomorrow to 88, and another one Saturday drops us into the 80s Sunday and Monday. I'll talk about what comes along with those fronts coming up. Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic here this morning. It is 620, and we are looking pretty clear in the Raleigh area in 540. We had a couple of those earlier crashes. They have since cleared, but let's jump over to Chapel Hill. We do have a crash at North Estes Drive right there at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That intersection is not picking up any delays, but it is something to keep an eye out if you are in the Chapel Hill area. Along I-40, though, we are delay-free on all of those different spots along Wade Avenue to I-540. If you have to take that stretch of 40, we are in the clear so far this morning. Here's another spot on along I-40 at Trailwood Drive, and we're looking pretty clear right now as well. Things are smooth sailing so far this morning. Jeff and Renee.
Thanks, Brett. President Biden is giving a vow of support to the people of Maui. The new promise he's making, as many in Hawaii are criticizing the government's response to the tragic wildfires.
And a ninja warrior from Apex is making his run toward $1 million, where he stands after an impressive effort on the first night of the finals.
The 18-year-old rookie then took off the glasses and looked laser focused on.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, the strikes in Hollywood are being blamed for the cancellation of a popular show.
Yeah, Amazon Prime pulled the plug on A League of Their Own. Amazon canceled this TV adaptation of the 1991 movie after one season. Deadline reports the length of the writers and actors' strikes influenced the decision. The show's co-creator, Abby Jacobson, shot back on that on social media, calling it a cowardly move by Amazon.
And Jacobson went on to say she feels shocked and gutted by this decision. You know, the series was really embraced by fans for showcasing the lives and experiences of trailblazing women and breaking, you know, gender barriers in baseball. And so the fan base just surprised at this decision and feeling really hurt and disappointed by it.
Came out with a lot of hype. Sorry to see it go.
What would you call a giraffe without any spots? The Bright Zoo in eastern Tennessee wants you to give your suggestions for a name for this cat. The zoo says she was born July 31st and may be the only giraffe of its kind in the world. The naming contest starts today on the zoo's Facebook page.
So wait, what would you call it? That's the thing. They're looking for a name. And mom or dad behind it right there, the reticulated giraffe. Look at the pattern. It's so beautiful. But this one, so rare. The zookeepers hope that along with a name that there's a little bit of awareness about conservation for giraffes because over the last 30 years or so, the wild population of giraffes has diminished by 40%.
Oh, so strange to see it without the spots. Yeah. Maybe just name it Spot just for fun.
Right? That's good.
Ariana Grande is reportedly joining fellow singer Demi Lovato in dumping manager Scooter Braun. No word yet on why they're leaving him, but Braun has a high-profile roster of clients, including Justin Bieber, Usher, and Carly Rae Jepsen. He's also stirred controversy through his public disputes with Taylor Swift over her music rights.
The finals of American Ninja Warrior kicked off last night with a local face on the course. Brandon Thomas from Apex competed in the event, fought his way to the end, but just missed the grab on the cargo net. He can still move on, though. Brandon's still ranked number 14. We will have to wait, though, to see if he can keep his spot next week when the other half of the finals compete on the course. Only the top 24 will advance to the race on stage two, and the next round airs next Monday, 8 o'clock, right here on WRAL.
A large house burned to the ground overnight here in Fuquay Arena. Just ahead at 6:30, a look at the large response from firefighters and crews who worked to extinguish the flames.
And we're looking at a hot day. Highs will be in the mid to upper 90s, but it'll feel more like 101 to 102 this afternoon. I'll show you the cold front that'll help to bring a more comfortable feel to tomorrow coming up. We now know when former President Trump will surrender at the Fulton County Jail in Georgia, where you are looking live right now. Details of the deal his legal team agreed to about turning himself in.